When he returned from his foray, Sharp sat down in his tent that same day, pulled out paper and pen, and took stock of the intelligence his Bureau of Military Information had accumulated so far. On two sheets he wrote down extracts of the various reports he had received on the positions of the rebel army along the Rappahannock and around Fredericksburg. It was a summary of where every major Confederate unit was as of March 13th, and Sharp used it as an outline to draft his first monthly report, which he delivered to Butterfield 2 days later on what his spy agency had accomplished. It had been a lot. Sharp summarized the first 30 days of spying in a remarkably well-organized, concise, and largely accurate report, which ran 6 pages long and detailed the location and strength of Lee's infantry. The March 15th memo also came with 7 pages of extracts from the sources Sharp considered reliable, as well as an addendum describing the 5 brigades of Lee's cavalry commanded by Jeb Stuart. Sharp's agents had penetrated enemy lines numerous times, he reported to Butterfield. Multiple prisoner and deserter interrogations had been conducted, and Union Signal Corps officers had broken the code Confederate flagmen used, so their messages are read daily whenever they can be observed from our stations. In a pointed reference to Pinkerton, Sharp told Butterfield that accurate intelligence on the rebel force has never before been obtained by this army until it was too late to use it. Hooker's new spymaster succinctly spelled out how Lee arranged his chess pieces. Longstreet had gone south with 3 divisions, Sharp reported. Lee and Jackson are now opposite us, with 6 infantry divisions around Fredericksburg, plus a division of cavalry Stuart commanded. Sharp calculated that the 25 rebel brigades in those 6 infantry divisions facing Hooker had at the most 1,700 men in each of them, or about 378 per regiment. That would bring the total strength of Lee's army to 42,500. But Sharp considered that estimate too high. He had evidence from agent reports and interrogations that many of the rebel regiments numbered only about 350. So using that as the average, Lee had only 39,375 infantrymen in his army. But Sharp was suspicious of even that number. Some Confederate regiments, he found, were actually no larger than a battalion. So using that lower count, Lee's total strength was only about 32,500 infantrymen.